all the now 16 minutes past 8 o'clock here on 2SCR Breakfast. And of a Friday, it is time to chat the week that was. Last week, Anthony Dockrell came in and declared that we had reached peak stupidity. Has this week given it a run for its money? Morning, Anthony.
You've guessed exactly what I was going to talk about.
Ah, yes.
As I said, last week was peak stupid.
Yes.
And like Fonzie, I was wrong. This week is peak stupid.
You jinxed it. You shouldn't have said it out loud.
I know. Let's start with Chris Yeoman, political editor for Channel 9.
Good-o.
Yesterday, he tweeted a photo of a sign on a women's toilet door in the Barton office of the Prime Minister and Cabinet, which read, PM&C is committed to staff inclusion and diversity. Please use the bathroom that best fits your gender identity. Now, before we move on to what our PM had to say on this issue, let's talk a little bit about Chris Yeoman.
Okay, let's do it.
He's someone I've had a lot of respect for, probably have still some respect for when it comes to his political analysis. It's always been of the highest quality. But in recent years, he's inserted himself into issues that he's meant to report on.
Yes.
From barging into the debate on the South Australian blackouts. You know, remember that, Tess?
Yeah, that's right. This is the reason renewables are terrible is because all of South Australia blacked out or something.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing it had nothing to do with renewables.
Ignore that fact.
He wrote about cultural Marxism in The Australian. And P.S., cultural Marxism is a loony right-wing conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, I don't fully understand what they reckon it is, and I kind of...
It's a very murky thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to unpack it here.
No.
But it has also some pretty yucky stuff involved in it. And now looks he's looks like he's taken himself, Nine Entertainment, the Sydney Morning Herald, which he now writes for, into the world of Mark Latham gender hysteria.
Just what we needed, more Mark Latham gender hysteria.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Laurie Oakes never hung outside bathrooms taking photos.
Yeah, I am quite glad that he didn't, to be honest.
Okay, let's turn to our gallant PM. So Scott Morrison got asked about this tweet from Chris Yeoman by 2GB's Ben Fordham, and he had this to say about the sign outside the toilet door.
If I can ask you about another issue, Chris Yeoman, the political editor of the Nine Network, has tweeted a photo this afternoon from the Barton offices of Prime Minister and Cabinet. So this is in Canberra, the office of Prime Minister and Cabinet. It's a photograph taken from outside the women's toilets, and there's a sign there saying Prime Minister and Cabinet is committed to staff inclusion and diversity. And this is outside the women's toilets. It says, please use the bathroom that best fits your gender identity. Are you aware of those signs?
No, it was brought to my attention, Ben. I mean, honestly, this is why we call it the Canberra bubble. It's ridiculous. It will be sorted out. I've had a chat to the incoming Prime Minister's Cabinet and put feet under the desk on Monday. I mean, I don't think this is necessary. I think people can work out which room to use.
What's your concern?
Well, I just don't think it's necessary. I mean, it's over the top. It's just, you don't need to do this stuff. It's just political correctness over the top.
God, our economy must be booming.
I was going to say, I love the fact that even the phone line doesn't want to hear what he has to say there. It sounds like it's breaking up on him.
Yes, welcome to high-tech Australia. How else can you explain our Prime Minister, who's busy running the country? He took time out of his busy schedule to take charge of where people can take a piss.
We just must be, there's just nothing else going on in the country.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Tess, there was a time being a Conservative meant getting government out of people's lives.
Yeah, actually,
you know,
that's a good point.
Fast forward to 2019, we all now need to check with Scott Morrison about which toilet we can take a dump in.
There's going to just be a lineup of people to ask him. Jeez.
this is, it's dumb, it's offensive, it's oh so small-minded. But it also shows our Conservative people in this country are ultra-sensitive to the slightest sign of kindness to their favourite targets, you know. You can't punch down on gay people anymore, but it's still open season on people who identify as non-binary.
And this has always wigged me out because it doesn't affect anybody's life.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, how much are people put out by this kind of gesture? Is it really affecting your lives? And here's the other thing about it. You know, Scott Morrison shares his home with a wife and daughters. I mean, does he have his own special male toilet?
God, no, the unisex bathroom in their house.
You know.
It's invaded the house.
Please use the bathroom that best fits your gender identity. It doesn't really strike me as a radical message.
It's just... Again, like, how does this have anything to do with Scott Morrison? Like, no one, it does not affect
and
your life.
And Chris Ullman, I mean, the whole thing, it's just, the whole thing is just over the top about something that is really just a small gesture. A small gesture of acceptance.
Pretty much. And it's a really unfortunate timing as well, because Tuesday we saw Victoria pass the reforms in their government about, you know, making it way easier for, you know, trans people to change the gender on their birth certificate. And that was like such a huge milestone and such a huge celebration, and then yesterday this goes down. It's like we couldn't even have a week.
Yeah, or look, that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, unless the political correctness pixies have stolen my brain, you know, this is just hysterical middle-aged men who can't handle the fact that the world is changing. You know, I what's going on, you know, in Victoria, it doesn't affect me and it's none of my business.
Yeah, therefore I'm going to tweet angrily about
it. Okay. Finally, New South Wales Labor have shown that they've learned some big lessons from getting thrown out of government in 2011. This week at ICAC, we found out that they took a cash donation of $100,000 in an Audi plastic bag and then falsified records so that the money was donated by a bunch of other people.
It's like this wild cross between Spy versus Spy and Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
Just nuts.
Look, on an unrelated point, Tess, I'm a bit confused about what's the difference between a $100,000 donation that you have to lie about and a $100,000 bribe. I the subtleties of all this are beyond me at the moment.
Semantics.
Here's a question for everyone. Is there a more toxic brand in Australian politics than New South Wales Labor?
Oh, you'd be hard-pressed to find some.
Look, before the phones light up, yes, there's One Nation. And I'm not forgetting Fraser Enning's party, but he actually closed that.
Yeah.
So there's just One Nation. But New South Wales Labor, you know, they're working hard. They're going to be number one pretty soon, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. If there was a fight for second place under One Nation, New South Wales Labor would be looking good for it.
But on a positive note, Tess, let's end on a positive note. It's good to see Labor in 2015 had already moved past using single-use plastic bags.
Ahead of the curve. Good God. Thanks for that, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell with The Week That Was, taking a look back at the madness of the last 7 days or so.